Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features Christophe Coin in two recordings, including a recent release of Vivaldi cello concertos with Il Giardino Armonico, and a classic one of an all-buxtehude program with the Baroque Ensemble of Limoges. In 2007, the Italian ensemble Il Giardino Armonico recorded a CD of Vivaldi's cello concertos in collaboration with soloist Christophe Coin, the highly regarded French cellist. Their latest release continues with Volume 2 in a series that contains the many pieces which Vivaldi composed for cello and orchestra. Directed by Giovanni Antonini, this new recording on the Naive label produces a fresh approach to the music of Vivaldi. One of the many instruments that Antonio Vivaldi favored was the cello. Perhaps it had to do more with the player or players he composed for. Nevertheless, the numerous sonatas and concertos he left to us exhibit Vivaldi's genius very well. In his concertos for cello and orchestra, he gives the soloist a bright and distinctive voice. The technical and musical expectations for the solo cellist are no less than for any other instrument Vivaldi liked. Let's listen to an earlier recording that features Christophe Coin, a 2002 release of the Ensemble Baroque of Limoges performing a program of buxtehude with Coin directing. Christophe Coin not only plays the cello, but the viola da gamba as well. His mastery of both instruments has earned him a reputation that few others can boast. It may be of no surprise, then, to learn that he studied with Jordi Savall, and played in Savall's ensemble Hesperian 20 for a number of years.
Solite, 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 solite
The music of Dietrich Buxtehude is typical of what a churchgoer might have heard in his day, yet he is set apart from his contemporaries for his ability to produce both high-quality and inventive music. He was admired by many, including J.S. Bach. A consummate church musician, Buxtehude composed many cantatas, solo organ pieces, and works for chamber ensemble that featured the viola da gamba. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week for another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. For more information about how to purchase the recordings you've just heard, email us at harmonia@indiana.edu.